You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by sophomore running back Thomas Terrio of Millsaps College, this week's SCAC Football Offensive Player of the Week. And Thomas, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thomas, as we look at the season, the majors open up the year at 1-3. You have now won two games in a row, both on the road in tight back-and-forth SCAC conference games, picking up most recently a 33-27 win on the road at Austin College. How big has it been for this team to go on the road the past two weekends and pick up these two wins, especially in terms of confidence as you guys move towards the second half of the schedule?
Oh, well, there's no doubt that that our loss to Trinity the first week of conference was a pretty big blow. But I mean, we kept our composure, we kept everything together, and we went on the road and we took two hard fought games that we needed to win.
You know, individually this past weekend, Thomas, outstanding. Your second consecutive 100-yard rushing performance with a game-high 175 yards on the ground, a TD. You also had five catches out of the backfield for 23 yards. Just talk about your performance individually this past week.
Oh, well, started out slow the first half and went into the locker room at halftime and just got everything together. Just talked with Garrett Picciotti, the quarterback, and we just came up with a plan. We just knew that we needed to put something together, and we did. Our offensive line came through big time in the second half, and we put a few good drives together, and we made things happen.
You know, Thomas, as I look at film and watch Millsaps play, there's no question that it's very important that balance for this offense is so key because, you know, the majors like to throw the ball around the field, but how important is it for you to get that running game going and for you to have these back-to-back consecutive 100-yard rushing games? How important is that balance for this offense?
Oh, well yeah. Coming into the season, losing Shane Bowser, it was definitely a big thing as to whether we could put something together, and I mean it's big. I mean I thought that I could come in and make a difference, and so far I've been doing some good things, which has opened up the passing game a little bit more because teams need to plan a little bit more for the run now, so it should make us more of a complete offense.
Well, you talk about difference makers, Thomas, and as I look at last week's film, two of your four touchdown drives, you guys had on those first two TD drives, you guys, the offense converted two big third down and longs, a third and 10 on that first drive, and then a third and 16 on your second touchdown drive where you got a little just sort of draw play up the middle that you were able to keep alive and run for a first down. How much confidence does that give your offense in keeping those drives alive when you convert those big third and longs, and then vice versa? Can you see on a defense how deflating that is when it's seemingly they have you stopped but then can't hold you on third down and you go on to score those touchdowns?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, it's the defense has all of the momentum going into the third and 16 play, and I mean just being able to keep a draw alive, get a first down, and just keep things going. There's no doubt that that's a big blow.
Thomas, finally, as we mentioned, two big road weekends these past two weekends, but you return home this weekend for another conference, big conference match against Rhodes. Just talk about the keys for the majors heading into the weekend that you need to continue to do well and get better at in order to get the result you're looking for this weekend.
There's no doubt we need to play strong against Rhodes. They've been playing well. Beating two pretty good teams, DePaul and LaGrange, and I mean, we just need to keep things together like we've been doing the past two games. You know, they've been close games. I mean, might have been better if we could have kept them a little bit more of a distant game, but we just need to take control from the start and never look back. That'd probably be the best thing for us.
Sophomore running back Thomas Terrio of Millsaps College. Again, this week's SCAC Football Offensive Player of the Week. Thomas, congratulations again on the achievement, and best of luck this weekend as you guys head into a big conference tilt with Rhodes.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.